This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Joining me today in the JPR studios and back for what is their fourth visit, the Wood Brothers. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Thanks for having us.
It's good to see you guys. The newest record just out is called One Drop of Truth. Information is online at thewoodbrothers.com. Well, congratulations on studio album number 6. It has been about 3 years since we've seen you, and there have been a couple of records. Live at the Barn came out, also this brand new one. There was an interesting article that I read about you guys reviewing new records that talked about how the Wood Brothers exist outside the spotlight of commercial music, but yet you live in the middle of commercial music town, Nashville. You're working musicians, and yet you're making music that is sometimes overlooked by a lot of radio and television out there. As you guys have evolved now over more than 10 years as the Wood Brothers, has your music settled into one particular style that you can identify, or are you still just trying to play a little bit of everything that feels good?
Well, we just settled into the Wood Brothers style.
Yeah?
I mean, really.
Which feels good. Feels pretty good.
Ultimately, all these genres, you're talking about the music business. But right. If you want to talk about music, any band is just going to, over their time, get to know themselves and find their own voice. And if you're lucky, it happens to fit into a musical genre that's easy to market and sell. And if you're slightly less lucky, it doesn't, which is more our case. But what's more important to us is that it's ours and we love doing it. And for us, it's satisfying and, you know, to do it, keep doing it.
I think in that regard, we are lucky because we're kind of doing what we want to do when we want to do it, and we've joked recently that we've had a nice slow rise to the middle. And what's nice about that is we've done it our own way, and we don't have a corporate entity looking over our shoulder, and we kind of have creative freedom. So in a way, I think we're the luckiest. Our luckiest men, actually.
Are you guys able to keep the music business, quote unquote, at arm's length most of the time?
Not exactly, but
it's always lurking,
but yeah, I mean, it's nice to have management to handle most of that stuff, and then every once in a while we think of it and we look at Instagram and participate in the way you're supposed to do it these days, and you know.
Oh, we still love interacting with fans. You know, the whole point is connecting with people, and so yeah, all the social media stuff, that's the beautiful side of it, you know, if you really embrace it and find your own way to do it, and that's kind of what we like to do.
I'd love to hear a tune. Before you play, though, I want to talk about the previous record you released, Live at the Barn. This was done at Levon Helm's place, and sort of fallout from these events that he would hold, these midnight rambles.
Yeah.
Tell me about those and how you got involved in that scene and ended up making a record there.
Well, so before Levon passed away, we played several of the rambles at his house with him
and
his barn.
What were these for people that don't
know? And really, he had on his property a barn that held about 200 people, and it was designed with music in mind, and it was right outside of his kitchen. So rather than going and doing tours, sometimes he would just have people come to him. So 200 people would show up and sit down in folding chairs in this really quaint but cozy, comfortable barn with a fireplace, and he'd walk out of his kitchen to the drum kit, and the band would start playing.
But because he's Levon Helm, he attracted amazing people to be part of it. You know, so he had, of course, his band, which was, you know, just great, amazing players. But then, you know, I mean, Emmylou Harris would show up, or whoever.
Dr. John, you name it.
All these incredible people. And I think for people who live around that area or in that whole Hudson Valley or New York area, it was kind of a sacred place, you know, like it was like this little church of music in the woods, and people had a lot of reverence for it.
Mm. Well, your album captures some of that. Are there folks that are interested in continuing that legacy now that Levon's gone?
I think that legacy just sort of survives in the building. So when you go there, you just feel it. And that's what we anticipated when we went there, as we were like, we should record this because it's going to be heavy. It's going to feel good.
Well, let's feel something here in the room. The Wood Brothers are my guests live today here on Jefferson Public Radio. Their newest record is called One Drop of Truth. Information is online at thewoodbrothers.com. What are you guys going to do first for us?
We're going to play a song called Keep Me Around.
Keep me around. about the place. I go in early and I come home late. And one thing I never forget is a face. And you keep me around. Keep me around. Wonder how long I'm gonna stay while I show you the rainbow in all shades of gray. And you keep me around,
I bring you down.
You keep me around. Although I'm faint and I might be blind, I'm the one's gonna keep towing the line in your land and your feet almost every time. Sad and lonely, you go and come. You think you don't need them, but you gotta have some. Try asking the dark where the light comes from. Hello, I'm faith, kinda might be blind, but I'm the one's gonna keep towing the line in your land and your feet almost every time.
That is the Wood Brothers live today on Jefferson Public Radio. You heard Chris Wood on upright bass vocals and harmonica, Oliver Wood on vocals and resonator guitar, and Jono Ricks on the shitar. And I must say, Jono, it looks like you have added a couple of things to that since your last visit here.
It's an evolution.
A couple of little shakers have been attached with, what, a leather lanyard?
Oh, you wish it was leather. That's gaff tape. Yeah, it's leather.
It's for folks that have not ever seen a picture of this or seen you perform this live, this is a transformed guitar. It's still got a couple of strings left over, but it is primarily a percussion instrument at this point, right?
Yes. It was a terrible guitar, so
much
better
now.
Okay.
I do notice one additional change is that there is a pickup in it now, or a microphone that was not there the last time.
It's probably just in a different spot than it was. I've done a lot of work on it. It's got a couple pickups. It's got a mic that attaches its many inputs.
You remember a lot about the guitar.
Maybe you saw a very early incarnation, yeah.
Well, it's interesting because each one of you jump around quite a bit and play different things. Obviously, Chris, you're playing bass and harmonica at the same time. I know, Jono, you are also quite accomplished on keys and have played piano for songs, and you've even done some things where you're playing piano with one hand and the shitar with the other hand and trying to sing at the same time.
There's a lot of drum set and piano stuff simultaneously these days.
how much do you go back and forth between this shitar that you wear around your neck like a guitar and an actual fixed drum kit in a show?
Oh, quite a bit, and it's a little different every night. So we might just say, let's do the song on shitar, and then we just go for it. I can kind of, it works as a drum set, so, and it gives it a little different flavor.
Yeah, that song we just played, sometimes we'll play that live with, you know, drum kit and electric guitar. So that's, it's just versatile, and we can change up the show that way. It's nice.
Let's talk about this new record, One Drop of Truth. Was there an idea going in? Was there a motivation for you for this particular batch of songs that you were trying to say specifically?
There was a motivation for the way that we made the record. I won't say specifically the songs, but we really always had a fantasy of making a record one song at a time, meaning rather than more commonly you'd compile several songs and then record them all together. We'd write a song or two and we'd record them as they are written. So it was kind of like just working on a bunch of singles. Mm. And
did you do them all in the same place or in different locations?
No, did them in different locations, and we had different people mixing them. So there was concern by some, not us, but there was concern that, oh, it's not going to be hold together and be homogenous. But I think to us, that's kind of what makes it interesting, is that each song has its own personality. And it's not too homogenous. So.
There's also such a change nowadays in the way people consume music. You know, less album from track 1 to track 10, and it's in a rotation with all of their other favorite tunes, right? So those standalones work better now than maybe they did 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Tell me about your songwriting process. I mean, you guys now all do happen to live in the same city, whereas for a number of years in this band's incarnation, you didn't. Do you come together for songwriting weekends, workshops, work days, or do you all just work on things independently and bring them together when you do get together?
Yes.
Yeah?
All of that. Yeah, I mean, it just takes, we try to hit it at from all angles. Sometimes we'll just get together and sort of improvise grooves and things and record ourselves, and some things happen spontaneously that we listen back to, like, oh, that's a really interesting texture or rhythm or chord progression that we just basically improvised, and then that might inspire a song. But on the other hand, sometimes we'll be alone and come up with things by ourselves, whether it's just lyrics or a certain kind of musical idea that we're excited about. But the collaboration part is so rewarding. You know, it's 'cause when you write by yourself and you try any kind of art that you try to do by yourself, if you're by yourself for too long, you end up going down all kinds of wormholes and dead ends that maybe could have been avoided if someone else is there to just say, hey, you know, what you were doing there was actually working just fine. Like, just stick with that. Forget about that other stuff. And so it's really fun to collaborate and to be creative as a group, as well as produce. You know, we've produced the last couple of records ourselves, since the similar kind of thing. Everyone in there, it's democratic. Everyone's ideas are important. And I think it always makes for the best results.
Which one of you, if left to your own devices, has a tendency to go down that wormhole the most?
Everybody does that.
Yeah.
You know?
Where do you go? I mean, just as a curiosity, what kind of music pulls you?
The good kind.
Yeah.
That feels good in my heart.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't mean to be cynical, but it's like I can't like categorize it too easily. There's so much out there. There's so many cool things. So, you know, it kind of all depends what you're working on. You might be working on a song that's like going a certain direction. And you're like, but if it was balanced off with this other thing, and it might be something weird, like some African field recording that has this weird thing in it, but if we combine it in this song context, you know, it's like the thing that it needed, or anything, you know, anything goes. That's the fun of it.
Cool. The Wood Brothers are my guests live today here on Jefferson Public Radio. Their newest album is called One Drop of Truth. Information is online at thewoodbrothers.com. All right, what do you guys want to play next?
We're going to play a song from our new record. It's called River Takes the Town.
I hope the levee in Shreveport does what it's supposed to do, 'cause the rain keeps coming. Yeah, the rain keeps coming. Must have called you 99 times, but I couldn't get through. And the rain keeps coming. Yeah, the rain keeps coming. And the rain keeps coming. Yes, it does. And the rain keeps coming. Nothing's ever for certain till the levee breaks down. The water comes in and the river takes the town. There's a shelter at the high school gym. They got blankets and food, but you won't sleep easy. No, you won't sleep easy. It's been a few days since I heard any word from you. No, and I don't sleep easy. No, I don't sleep. And the rain keeps coming. And the rain keeps coming. And the rain keeps coming. Yeah, the rain keeps coming. And nothing's ever for certain till the levee breaks down. The water comes in and the river. The river takes the town. The river takes the town. The river takes the town. Yeah. The river takes the town. House gets washed away, but it'll never be the same. No, it'll never be the same. Since you held my hand and kissed me the very first day, no, I'll never be the same. No, I'll never be the same. And the rain keeps coming. Never. And the rain keeps coming. And the rain keeps coming. Never be the same. And the rain keeps coming. Yeah, and the rain keeps coming. Never be the same. And the rain keeps coming. Nothing's ever for certain. Tell the levee breaks down. The water comes.
Good stuff. It is the Wood Brothers live today here on Jefferson Public Radio. That one is from the new record, One Drop of Truth. Information is at thewoodbrothers.com. Well, obviously you guys are out on tour now in support of this record, and there are a number of dates to do for that. What else is going on in your worlds, and what is the next project that each of you will be working on once this tour run is over?
That's a big question. Do we have time for that?
Watching baseball games on the couch or producing records, or what are you working on?
Well, John was producing a record, as well as moving back to Nashville from a very temporary stay in Montreal. Lots of things happening. You know, I think, but we described how we made the last record, right, which was just doing this one song at a time, writing, and then recording as we write songs. And I think the thing, one of the things we're excited about is just get right back into that process, like start immediately.
Really?
Because, well, yeah, the last record, it took 8 months to do because we did it like that. We spread the process out, and the part of the way that made it work for us to self-produce is to be able to record a song and then forget about it for 2 months and then hear it with fresh ears and try to, you know, have the perspective to know what it needed. And so you need a lot of time to do that. That means that if we're going to do it the same way, the time to start the next record is now.
Yeah.
But we love it.
Well, you know, the years have definitely gone by, and you guys have families, and a couple of you have kids. How do you balance now non-music life and music life as opposed to 20 years ago, 15 years ago?
We've been doing it for a long time, so we're kind of used to it. Yeah, lots of therapy. And no, we're just kind of used to it. That's what we all signed up for. And it takes, you know, there's definitely ups and downs, just like any more conventional situations. I think you just have times that it balances and times that it doesn't. And so it's always a challenge. A
couple fewer dates on each route of the tour? Or?
Yeah, I mean, we're doing about as much as we always did. We got to keep the thing rolling, so you have to work.
The Wood Brothers keep a really humane touring schedule. Having been on the road for 20 years, this is the best touring schedule. I mean, we never go out for more than 2 weeks at a time. So that facilitates not letting your life completely disintegrate.
Yeah, you get to go home and check the mail and do all of that. I am so happy that you guys could come back and visit with us. You'll have to come back and see the new facility when we move over.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Wood Brothers are my guests today live here on Jefferson Public Radio. Their latest release is called One Drop of Truth. You can get more information online at thewoodbrothers.com. You guys have one more for us. What do you want to wrap up with today?
We're going to wrap up with a Tom Petty song called Wreck Me.
Tonight we ride, right or wrong. Tonight we sail on a radio song. Rescue me, should I go down? Should I go too deep in trouble time? Whatever you know. Oh,
I am done. That was amazing. Thanks, you guys. The Wood Brothers live here on Jefferson Public Radio. Thanks again for coming by and visiting with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Our pleasure.